Basically, there was one ship carrying all the fucking Italian immigrants to America, and the ship
collided.
Well, it didn't collide, but basically it got stranded in the Bermuda Triangle on the way here, and they all tried to eat the fat guy, but he overpowered them, and he ate the rest of the Italians. And so he got to America, and it was up to him to repopulate, you know, to create the Italian-American population. Yeah. So luckily, he was still digesting all the people, and for a long period of time on the ship, because, you know, he didn't know how long he was going to be lost at sea. Instead of just outright eating people, he tied them down, and they, well, you actually, you know, that's where the cement shoes came from. He encased everyone's feet in cement, and then he would suck off all the men and eat the cum. And so he
for sustenance.
Well, he was living off the. So that became like an Italian tradition is to live off of semen out on the. So he was eating all the cum, and then eventually he ate the people, and he got to America, and he had to create new people. So he threw up all the cum into
a pussy.
Well, his own ass.
Oh.
Which had female reproductive organs in it, which is another feature of Italians, is that
they have both.
None of the men have actual assholes. They just have vaginas.
Yeah.
Where their asshole should be.
So they can't shit. Wow. They actually just puke out their
shit. So was
that
throw up? Was that cum throw up? Was that what Alfredo sauce is?
That is. That's what Alfredo sauce is. Mm-hmm. And so that's where all Italian Americans come from, is this morbidly obese man barfing cum into his own pussy ass.
Yeah.
And that's the history of Italians in America.
Giovanni.